Markham Safety, beaten at home today, the Stags, by Grimsby Town. At Phil Mill for Radio Nottingham, David Jackson.
Well, when you even lose matches after playing well, you know you're in trouble. And so, despite this being one of Mansfield's more inventive and spirited home performances, it still yielded nothing. This, a 10th home defeat in 11. Stags fell behind in an even first half, Peter Till firing through a crowded penalty area on 32. Mansfield's best chances limited to long-range efforts from Arnold, Boulding and Atkinson, while Alex John-Baptiste headed over from close range. The second half, though, saw Stags dominate proceedings. Nathan Arnold drilled in a left-footed equaliser from 12 yards after a great touch and turn. That came on 49, and soon after, Arnold had another shot saved, and Atkinson and Mullin saw efforts cleared off the line. Mickey Boulding forced a save too, and Stags looked for 10 minutes at least like a side who should be fighting at the other end of the table. 10 minutes, though, isn't enough, and Danny Boshall fired in a winning goal on 73 into the top corner after good work again by Peter Till. Results always cost managers jobs, but rarely has it seemed more clear than here at Field Mill. 5 points adrift of safety now. If Stags don't beat Bury on Monday, then Paul Holland's temporary stay as boss, no matter how unlucky he might feel, will surely come to an end just before Derby Day next Saturday.
The bottom of League Two then, Wrexham on 32 points from 36 games, Mansfield 33 from 37, Macclesfield 38 from 39, Notts 39 from 38, Dagenham 41 from 39. That's how things look at the bottom of League Two. We're heading back to Field Mill. We can hear from Paul Holland, the man in charge of the Stags today, live with David Jackson.
And well, Paul, at the start of that second half, I thought there was only going to be one winner. You got the equaliser, you pressed on for the next 10 minutes, and somehow you come away with absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's the disappointing thing. You look at the game, you know, we definitely deserve something out of it. But I've just had the lads in, the heads are down. But I've said to them that, you know, I'm not silly enough to expect us to win 10 games out of 10 between now and the end of the season. I'm still very, very positive. You know, I've looked at, obviously, County have won. I went to Macclesfield last night and seen them with 5 points behind them with 3 games in hand. So, you know, there's loads to play for. You know, we've got some massive games ahead of us. We've got the Macclesfield away, we've got Wrexham at home, and we've got Notts County away. And there's, you know, there's loads to play for. I'm still very positive.
You see, some people would look at those fixtures and say, well, that's rather intimidating playing on the other side of the bottom, but you're looking at them very positively, Paul.
Yeah, you know, I'd sooner play teams around the bottom than teams around the top. You know, we've played all the ones at the top now. Now's the crunch time. But, you know, the lads have done everything again. We haven't played probably as well as what we have done in the previous two games, but I've still seen enough today to know that, you know, we're good enough to get out of it.
Yeah, you mentioned there that you are now 5 points away from safety. I know you said you've got games in hand of those above, but it starts to look a little bit more difficult, doesn't it, with the way results have gone today?
No, but if you go to Macclesfield and win away, then you've got two games in hand now with 2 points behind. So I'm still very positive. You know, nothing's going to get decided on today's game. The lads have given their all. You know, young Nathan again has scored again. Great performance again from him. And, you know, I've tried to get the lads. I want them to be disappointed that we've lost, but not to be too deflated about the performance.
You've been given the Easter period, of course. Do you need to win on Monday to get the job? And if you don't, then you're out. Is it as simple as that for you now?
You'll have to ask the people in charge. I just know that I'm positive that I'm the right person to get us out of trouble. I think if somebody comes in now, they've got a lot of work to do. You know, the lads have proven that they want me to do it till the end of the season. So, you know, even the defeat now, I think, you know, give me a go till the end of the season.
Well, that must really please you as well. The players did go in and speak to Stephen Booth this week and say, look, we want Paul Holland as manager. That must really please you.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, I am disappointed today. No one's ever pleased after losing a football match, but I'm still very, very positive.
Thank you for your time today.
No problem.
That is Paul Holland, the caretaker manager of Mansfield Town, with David Jackson live at Field Mill after the 2-1 defeat for the Stags this afternoon. Let's go get more reaction on such a disappointment for Paul Holland and the Stags supporters and players, of course. And perhaps nobody more frustrated today than Johnny Mullins, who missed a few chances.
I'm sure with this corner then, 6 minutes into the second half, Mullins rising, Buxton there as well. As John-Baptiste trying to get a shot in. It might fall to Mullin. It's John-Baptiste again. Here's Atkinson now 15 yards out. Out to the right hand side for Hampshire with a cross. Mullin's header off the bar. Better shot off the line. And that's scrambling in over the line. Here's Buxton clipping it back into the area. The header, brilliant save from Atkinson's header. Phil Barnes away to his left with a super stop. And Mansfield just can't find a way. That's Phil Barnes.
Well, Johnny, thanks for joining us in the snow here. I bet you can't believe you haven't got something out of that.
Yeah, it's a very somber feeling at the minute. You know, we're not quite sure how to feel. We put a good enough performance in to maintain 3 points, I felt. We've had the chances, and after we got the goal with Nathan early on in the second half, we really thought we was going to go on and win the game 2-3-1.
Well, it was that spell of 10 minutes, wasn't it, when you just threw absolutely everything at them, and you were up there in particular with a couple of efforts, shots cleared off the line, just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I had two cleared off the line in quick succession, and I'd like to speak to their player, because how he did it, I do not know. I think when that happened, you know, some maybe just wasn't meant to be today. We can't come off the pitch saying we didn't give everything, you know, and we didn't deserve to win, we didn't create the chances, good we did, but all we can do is take the positives from today and go into Bury, and with our away form, we're confident we can get another 3 points.
It's just so frustrating, Johnny, isn't it, when you've got that equaliser, you just sense that, I don't know whether you sense it as well, but having had that pressure for 10 minutes, you just thought, oh, I wonder if their best chance has gone suddenly.
Yeah, that was what we felt, you know, out there. We thought that after the 10 minutes, I mean, in football, when you're on top, you've got to try and score the goal, you know, to put us in a stronger position. It wasn't to be, but their goals today, I mean, their first one, we made some tremendous blocks, and it sneaked through. And their second one, I mean, that's a good finish. So they've not cut us open. You know, at the start, I think we was a bit jittery, but I think all in all, we've created enough chances and performed well enough to win the football match.
It leaves you in trouble, though. You're now 5 points from safety because Notts have got a victory today. It just stretches, doesn't it? Just one defeat and it suddenly becomes a bigger ask.
I said in the week, it's amazing a win or a defeat can change the table dramatically. We've got 3 massive football matches coming up for this football club now. You know, with Wrexham, I think, in a couple of weeks, and we've got Bury and Notts County, and we've got 9 games left, we've got the teams around us to play, so if we can win more games than we lose, which is what we're not setting any targets, but we need to go out there and get the points we need quicker than later, and we'll be okay.
And what about the manager, caretaker manager Paul Holland, because he's been given these 2 games, so how aware are you that you need to get a victory at Bury on Monday, otherwise you could well have a new boss within the next 48 hours after that?
Yeah, I mean, Paul knows all the players inside and out, you know, he's been here for a while, he knows our strengths, he knows our weaknesses, he knows that we're not a side that can go and lump it up there to big men and play off second balls. We've got to get the ball down, get Nene in holes. I mean, every single player, it backs Paul Holland in there, and we hope that come Tuesday morning, you know, that we've still got Paul in charge after a good win and a good 3 points.
Do you feel that pressure now Monday, knowing that performance, that result Monday, will determine effectively whether Paul Holland gets the job or not? It's only down to 1 game.
It is like that, but the way Paul's brilliant like that. Paul's taking the pressure completely off us, you know what I mean? I can't reiterate that anymore. He says, leave me with the pressure, you go out and play your football. And that's what we're doing. And as I said, everyone's back to Paul Holland, you know, we've stated that in the week to Mr. Booth. And we just hope that we can go out on Monday and put our talking into football performances and keep Paul in the job.
Okay. Thanks for your time, Scott. I'll let you get into the war.
Cheers, Dave.
Johnny Mullins with David Jackson at Phil Mill. Desperately disappointing for the Stags this evening. Keep your calls coming. 01159 580 560 to our match line. 01159 580 560 is the telephone number you need. Mansfield now 5 points behind Macclesfield, but as Paul Holland was saying earlier, the Stags do have 2 games in hand and do have games against Wrexham, against Macclesfield, against Notts County still to come, so in a sense still in their own hands. But how worried are you? 2-1. Let's hear from a man signed in the week, Neil Wainwright, with David Jackson.
Well, Neil, well played. How was that? You came on, got about, what, half an hour's football?
Something like that, a little bit less, I think, but it's tough coming on in a game such as that. I mean, I watched Grimsby last week, played Darlington, and they were very good, you know, and I thought we dealt really well with them today, and I think it was a little bit unlucky.
What's your first impression of them then, of your new teammates? Because right at the start of the second half, I said in my report earlier, they looked like a side more likely to be challenging at the top than at the bottom. For that spell of 10 minutes where they got the goal and created chance after chance, just couldn't quite get a second.
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly the standard. I mean, I've seen a lot of teams come up to Darlington this season, and I'd say there's quite a few, the majority of the sides are a lot poorer than what I've seen from our lads today. I mean, there's a game there, we've lost 2-1, and to be honest, I don't know how we've lost it. Like,
yeah. I suppose it doesn't bode well if a team plays well and still comes out of it with nothing, and that's where it seems to be going at home at the moment. 10 defeats out of 11 at home. Have you ever experienced anything like that? Do you have any tips as to how on earth to stop the rot like that?
I think sometimes it's just a case of just getting that one win, and I mean it's easier said than done, obviously, but I think it's just a little bit of luck sometimes. I mean, this thing, it's happened today. I mean, the time when we were really on top and we hit the bar and had some cleared off the line, and it's just when it's hit the bar, it's not dropped one of our players. When it's, you know, it's been cleared off the line, it's not dropped one of our players. So I think it's just a case of sometimes you just need that little bit of luck, and things can change quickly in football. I mean, lads are saying there the gap's 5 points, but that can be two on Monday. I mean, that's how quickly it can change. So I don't think if we play like that for the remainder of the season, I mean, we'll pick up more wins than we'll defeat.
How difficult is it for you to suddenly get into the mindset of a relegation battle? You know, you come here and suddenly you're fighting at the bottom end of the table.
Well, it's quite good actually, because I mean, for much of the season I've not really had much to play for, and it's been like I've been training and not playing games at the end of it, and it's great to go for something, you know. I mean, I like a challenge, and trying to fight off relegation is no different to any other challenge.
Are you at the moment looking for a more permanent switch away? I know you had a loan spell away a little earlier in the season at Shrewsbury. You've been out of favour bizarrely this year, despite being the player of the year last season. Are you thinking now maybe your Darlington days are done and looking to move away?
Yeah, I think so. This is my seventh year at Darlington. I think sometimes maybe you can be at a club too long. I've enjoyed my time there, but I think probably in the summer I'll be moving on. And coming to Mansfield was a great opportunity for me to play some games, and if my aim is to come and help the club stay up, and then I've come here and I've done my job then.
Well, let's hope you can. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Bye.
That's Neil Wainwright of Mansfield Town with David Jackson at Field Mill, where the Stags lost by 2-1 against Grimsby.